Begin the current daf and says the book is our daf mem zayin. Begin the middle. Begin the test. Begin the gemara. Has mikarachit mash the soilus. Well, it's different because there originally was wheat and now it's flour. So it says taste is tame. It's one that ketacha mashma. Here it sounds like as the gemara is trying to say the yasi yeshlat the chita mash the soilus. It's more of a shina, more to permit what was originally wheat. Now it's flour. Yes, mevlad more than the offspring. That the offspring is not such a change from a fetus to being born. Where we said that yeah, that's not going to be a shina. But the Gemara becomes the same about Menalev. Mashma Ibcha sounds like the opposite. The Bishamim Mukmi Gam, they expound the word Gam L'Rabishinuim to include what even it changes that whatever, let's say, you give the Estan Zaina flour, wheat and she made it into flour, that's included in Estan Zaina. Matim Lebel Zaim, but yet the offspring is permitted, which sounds like because it's such a change. And it's not the original item. You can say the hasam gabe esna no. Thereby the gift that you give to the zayin, the time of the bishamai. The reason bishamai is mishum nelenich le benifche, because by the esna, the zayin doesn't care about it being blown up and inflated. And v'lo esav lad esna. So therefore, the one who's giving the gift doesn't make the fetus into the gift. So when the offspring is born, so you know that was never worship. That was never part of the gift. So that's not prohibited. But the wheat and turn into flour, it's still the original thing, albeit in a changed state. But regarding idolatry, no, they prefer the fact that it's bloated. That's what the Gemara said to the Blaman Beis, that Vlad Mukta Benever Aser, that the reason why the child of an animal set aside or worshipped as a desire is forbidden, because the Nichle Benefche, they're pleased with the fact that it looks bloated. And therefore, that's why it's the fact that it's born is not such a big difference. But here, but the wheat it changes, but the different principles, and therefore, that's the difference between at least regarding the fetus between the bezar and the esnan. Let's just not begin the words Gemara, but Rabbi who delight to boylach, and that's not a question. Which I says really have a Muslim bebayi. The Gemara could have had the question not just according to Rabbanim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Could have asked Beil no even Ma'elov by a tree that popped up by itself, by Liudah Kulam, but that could be according to everyone. Obishnot the Garin, or if it was planted as a seed, Lefima Shapirish, which the Gears actually should be Lefima Shapirashnu, or Prashti, which is a Memhem based Damaskal of Ahacha, the Tesla explained in Alek Rashi. But, so Tesla, Nichol El Mabai, Libid Rabbanim, the Gemara preferred to ask it according to Rabbanim. Oyinam, you could say, Bilon is Tishchichi. You could just say, we want to say cases of trees that are common, which is not the case. As some have the gifts of the Hanami, Be'ilan Shinotl B'sev Abdoi, because the truth is, and I'll prove it to you, meaning the cases that would have been, according to B'sev, it's not common the tree to pop up on itself. Because Inami Be'ilan Shinotl B'sev Abdoi, that, you know, the truth is, a tree that was planted and then worshipped later on, Nami have Muslim Mebei, Alibid Rabbis Be'Huda, we could have also asked Be'ikar Ilan regarding the trunk. If Nesser, if it's forbidden, what was there before was worshipped. Like we had previously said, what's something should produce? Assume that only the produce are forbidden by Bikar Mutter, but the trunk is permitted. So you see from that case that, yeah, we could have found cases, but again, we prefer to say what's common, or we just want to say according to Rabban. It says, not the beginning of the Gemara, is it disgusting or not? Where Tais is bothered by a question which is coming to address. Rish Lakish isle shabbat the Rava. Rish Lakish holds what Rava says in Sukkot of Lamanam and Beis, which the question is, it sounds like it doesn't, because Rava says over there, the lulv shalvayz kechavim lo yitom. The lulv of a desire one should not take. Vim not lo yatsa. And if you took, you yaitse. So they said, no. Rish Lakish is asking it as a question. Thus, my recording bittel, there's too much before is nullified, but the eved yatsa. And yeah, after the fact, you yaitse, because the mitzvah lo lahonis ninu. Because mitzvah are not given for pleasure, and if it's not like you had pleasure. Here, Rish Lakish's question is, after it was nullified. Boy, his question is, me mois, look at chilalai. Do we say initially it's considered disgusting or not? And that's not resolved from Rava. His question is, he said, different shot. The question is regarding a nasher tree that was nullified. Do we say it was rejected before it was nullified, or do we say it's not rejected? Which, as Tesis explains, Indigir says, Kedamin, over Hochenamimim, like the Bach says, like we say besukit of lama gimel mitalf, kabinikdim roishay, where we say that some gezeres have the word the lulav, it's really the hadas. If the top of the hadas gets cut off, also by tomorrow me'erav yomtiv, and it develops a berry on the top from before yomtiv, but that's kosher because it's not nikdim roishay. But also by tomorrow be yomtiv, but if it develops the berry on yomtiv mibayi lehasam, so that's the gemara. The question if you say dich or not. The Gemara resolves it over there, just like from Abihim, from Mechaseh, Ruach, Behulu, from Mitzah Kisadam, that the wind covers it, etc. Masik the Gemara comes out taker that we don't know is there dicha b'mitzvah or not. So it says b'mitzvah one because tifshit we should resolve the in dichay that there's no rejection. Mahid hasam from the Gemara b'dan the from bezam bezin sukkah. How you anafav? What the case actually should be anavav. If the berries were merub me'olav or more than the leaves, possible it's invalid. Vema might be yamtiv and you cannot minimize them on yamtiv to even it out to make a kosher. Vimyat and kosher. Now if you did minimize them, they're going to be kosher. Mukila and the Gemara b'dan the Gimel Beis explains that the afila. Even if it was black from before yamtiv, so then it was already rejected from before. Kihacha like over here, and therefore vichiyeh it also by tomorrow be yamtiv. So just like it develops a berry on yamtiv, but falachi imto meat and kosher. Even so, if you minimize it, it's going to be kosher. I'm in dicha. Obviously, see, there's no halacha rejection. Hashem says no. The tomorrow, the difference is by the date. In biyodel halas tomorrow, you can't force. You can't make it happen. So regarding nullifying the Asherah, and beyondai, it doesn't have the power. The aliyah v'kachabim zarchlavat that has to be done through a non-Jew, and therefore like domal hadis to be olamayit. So you can't compare it to the case of the myrtle, where you have the ability to minimize it. So therefore, maybe there you would say in dichur, but in general, maybe you would say dichur because it's out of your control and it was just rejected. Like it says, "Mat begin the gemara ha'inu b'yid b'shem lakish." Says Tais Nokat b'shem lakish, because b'shem del mitzvahi, because it's for a mitzvah, k'may b'tzitzis. I mean, what's bothering Tais is really two different questions that you could have compared it to. We're picking b'shem lakish because it's for a mitzvah, and that includes the whole category, like k'may b'tzitzis, the b'chal b'yid rabbi b'chamahi. Because the truth is, it's also included that also includes, and that was Tais' question of the question of b'chama. It was changed through spinning. And so saying that, okay, but we just picked b'shlakish because his is more inclusive on saying that. Any of our mitzvahs, the question is a mois or not. But it also includes Rabbi Chama's question about, you know, if it was changed, because it was changed through the spinning. What's halacha? Could you use the horns for the trumpets? It says, Taisus, Taim, it's a wonder, because the tiny pair of kermits, Rabbi, the Gemara, the trumpets were made out of a piece of silver. If you make it out of other types of metal, it's going to be invalid. So, V'chotchkin Shakarin, for sure, if it's made out of a regular horn, it's invalid. Because the Mishnah Mahide Kin Mayan, and the Mishnah Kin in the third paragraph, the non Mishnah Teach Kuchu Mace, when an animal dies, Koyle Zayin has seven voices, Shtei Karnov has two horns, Shtei Chatzoy, two trumpets, etc. Wait a second, that does sound like it's from the animal. Yeshla Mishu Shafer, Shal Kaddish, or the Gish Shal Rosh Hashanah. Not Shal Kiddish Hashanah, but Shal Rosh Hashanah. Kadisa Paragbam Madlikan, Shabbat of Lamad Vamad Aleph. Chatzayt is shipura. That when we use the word chatzayt, it can really mean a shefer. Fine. But over here, we clearly talking about Mashiach carbon coming. We're talking about preparatory elements regarding the carbon. So, but that says in the pasuk, the katma chatzayt al yisechem. So we're talking about the trumpets, and the trumpets we see that have to be out of silver, not from animal's horns. There's some of those you can say is no. The hidem menaches naivi. That gemara menaches talking about chatzayt shetukin hakoyanim. That's one of the trumpets that the kahanim that what they blow. And Piskitaisa says the chatzos asui l'masa machanos ain boy nalekesef. The trumpets are meant for traveling. That's only from silver. Now v'ocha over here b'chatzos shalavim. Here we're talking about the trumpets of levim. Shem Hashem al carbon. What they play music on the carbon. V'kamakli shir hayisham. There were many instruments over there. Canaries, nevalim, matzaltayim, harps, lyres, many different instruments. The Gemara says erech enough yud gimel. Tedi, you should know the common b'samach because the Gemara says surely ikashir b'peh. That the primary song is with their mouth, and that the shir b'shir lema'akva, the playing with the instrument is not critical. Beichso yochalias, how's that possible? I would say it says in the pasuk with the katam chatzitzis. It says clearly it's a biblical obligation to blow with the trumpets. That's from obviously get the production like we explained. The tki the kura lekahanim. That's a different. That trumpet is the blowing of the kahanim. Now. Says Tzitz Rabin Yehuda Mefarish. He explains the Hid Menaches. Actually, the Gemara Menaches Bishal Moshe Dafka Kama. That was actually that one that specifically that Moshe used. But I and the proof is the Betesef the Metzino find the Betesef to be Mechatzitzin and the Chatzitz Shal Zob Bidehem and they had the trumpets of gold in their hands. Look at this Bachem Nafs Mechales Amanav the Maslo Keshehu and so you see that it wasn't specifically. Just silver. That's what this Hefta says. They would blow that of gold. So if that's the case, you could say also that the same thing would be with that the horns would also be valid. No, it says not to begin the words. No, we need the kanavi ba'ara, or it says me'are, but it was coming out from his property. Return lemis. It says what it means to say is more of a vein miyetz mechutz l'sadeim, but it also doesn't go out of his field. Dilo yetz mechutz l'sadeim, because it went out of his field. Hotnam, but that we learned in. And Bryce actually, and Baba Kamana Fayal's Manav, Mayan Shriyat's Betchila, that a spring that comes out initially, but they are Mistapakamino. All the people of the city could use it. So you can't have a Mayim Shal Rabim. So then there would be the communal water, and then Ba'in Mesam would not be able to become forbidden. So how are you saying it could be forbidden? So obviously, Satay's not only does it come out of this field, it actually stays in this field, and that's how he can make it forbidden.